This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Nation. We are live at Texas Live, where the professional bull riders have their inaugural team series draft tonight. It's very exciting news in the world of rodeo, and you are invited. They'll be up there doing the draft starting at 6 o'clock. 8 teams from 8 different cities, including Austin and Fort Worth. They're going to participate over there at Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth. But right here, we have some college football content for you. G-Bag Nation, thought you'd appreciate it, as Jimbo Fisher continues to defend his recruiting class. He has more words about Nick Saban, and he's going to go after the media as well. This is good. Segment's brought to you by Frankel and Frankel. Texting and driving, or drinking and driving, are both selfish acts, because it's not just about you disregarding your own safety. It's a disregard for someone else's life. A reminder from Frankel and Frankel. Visit truckwreck.com or call 214-333-3333. Yeah, this aired last night with Jimbo Fisher on KSAT down there. He visited to speak with an alumni club, and some of these are great. He says, I just researched this. Of the 11 guys we have in place that came early, one guy has an NIL deal. So all these stories you're hearing are complete lies. I don't know what to believe. I just like the drama. I mean, college recruiting and college sports is so crooked in one way or another. I don't really care, you know, if you're cheating or obeying all the rules. And I don't think that should really be your defense. We only got one NIL guy. You should be – NIL is the way that it happens now, Nick. You know, if you're not giving out NIL deals to your players, I think you should be hiding in shame. You know, if you're Jimbo, you should be like, shoot, yeah, we're the place to go. You want to get paid? Come on over to A&M. We got a bunch of rich alumni. They will they own businesses, and they will pay you to endorse their products. It's a win-win for everybody. Come on down. But, you know, Jimbo's taking a slightly different approach to it, and that is – you know, basically putting front and center the qualities of his program. He's saying we don't need money to recruit. And I don't know how you feel about that, guys, but I just love this drama.
Yeah, it's outstanding, but it is funny how everybody is completely jumping in feet first into this NIL thing. And by everybody, I just mean all these big-time universities. They're like, okay, the playing field is now it's a different playing field, and so we're going to go ahead and get involved here. Everybody's doing it, but everybody wants to kind of act like they're not. It's a weird thing. Like Nick Saban's like, I don't know, all these other teams.
They're doing it really, more.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're doing this. And Jimbo's like, I don't know, I mean, it's not NIL. Trust me, it's not. We're just, you know, we have all these awesome facilities. We're Aggie football. Everybody wants to play with Aggie football. I don't understand the dynamic of, like, I guess it's still so new and it still feels like this thing that, like, we've been paying players for forever, but we've kept it under wraps, and now it's just like this big thing that everybody can
talk
about.
Can we not talk about it?
But I want to keep acting like these guys, we're not doing anything about money and cheating. It's just funny, the dynamics right now.
Yeah,
like,
really
everybody's
weird.
Using it, but everybody wants to act like they're not.
You know what's amazing about the Saban audio is I really don't even think he was that anti- about the NIL and the paying the players.
That's another really interesting dynamic.
I think it was really him being like, guys, we need to up our game here.
Yeah.
You know, or else A&M's going to start kicking our ass on a regular basis, because we know they've got bukus of cash. I mean, we got Jimbo that's talking about he's not going to go and take this USC or Oklahoma job because he's got farms, okay? We're talking plural. So A&M's kicking him a bunch of stuff. We know they've got the funds. I need you guys to go ahead and start all of a sudden digging in your pockets so we can go ahead and maintain this powerhouse we've built here in Alabama.
Yeah, that's another interesting thing. Like, he was just talking to his alumni, trying to get them fired up to jump in the game, because this is the modern game. And if we don't have – I don't know. Is this the end of Bama? Like, do they have – I'm sure they have a lot of successful alumni and rich people, but do they have it on the level of an Aggie or a Longhorn or some of these others, USC?
I don't think they have it on that level. But I will say, anytime Nick Saban has complained and whined about stuff like that, he was even doing it about the spread offense, right, this up-tempo – offense. He's like, oh, we can't do this. This isn't good for college football. Then eventually he adapted, and he decided to bring in Steve Sarkisian and Lane Kiffin and these new age offensive coordinators, and he adapted his style of offense. So he's going to do the same thing and get on board with the NIL, but, of course, he's going to try and whine and complain a little bit while he still can, just to try and go ahead and ruffle the feathers of his opponents. And he probably knows what makes Jimbo tick. And he's easily gotten under the skin of Jimbo Fisher. So, I mean, he's probably a master manipulator, and this is exactly what he wanted.
Well, I tell you what, I think it's exactly what the Aggies wanted, too, with a national championship winning coach and a number one recruiting class. I don't know. I think that Nick Saban is, for the first time, a little bit worried, and he needs to get his alumni fired up. Otherwise, they're going to lose the arms race, because it's just a matter of time. This is the beginning. In 10 years down the road, the schools with the most money, the most resources, are going to figure out a way to compensate the kids the most. And, you know, at that point, you're going to have to come up with an endowment or something to play catch up. But Fisher then went after the media, saying it was written on social media. You got news channels that believed it, and you believed it. He began questioning directly the reporter Greg Simmons on the matter. I'm asking you, did you do your research? No, you just assumed. And that's the way this world goes now. As soon as it's written on social media and someone says it, you believe it. So where does that put you guys as reporters? Nobody wants the truth. You want a story and a click and a hit. I think there's a lot of truth to that. You know, things get tweeted enough and echoed enough, and it becomes very quickly accepted as, okay, this is true. You know, this is a real story. And that story specifically that he was talking about was the one that the Aggies had a $30 million fund for NIL deals. And I don't know. Maybe this is going to get really tricky in how you set these deals up, and you have to toe the line, and you can't have essentially a slush fund. Or maybe we're going to everybody creates a slush fund. I would be all for that. Just, you know, let the universities have their resources and start compensating these kids, you know, however they see fit. You know, there's nothing wrong with an open market. We figured out a great way to not take money out of the current industry, the current pipelines that are going to all the school employees and the coaches. You know, we've just added additional revenue. I don't feel like, why do the coaches feel such a need to be still in control of this? Just let it burn and then adapt to it. That's what the greatest coaches do.
Yeah, but these guys are so used to, you mentioned, being in control. That's who they are. I mean, Nick Saban runs the entire state of Alabama, basically. And so these guys are used to being in the highest level of power, and then all of a sudden, okay, now not everything is in my control, and it can throw you out of whack a little bit. Now, yeah. One of my favorite little twists on this, too, was Steve Spurrier, the old ball coach.
He chimed in
on the situation in regards to Nick Saban versus Jimbo Fisher, and he basically just said, quote, I don't know why Jimbo Fisher is mad at Nick Saban. Did Saban say something that wasn't true? And he just left it right there. And so Spurrier's going like, hey, it's not like Saban's saying anything that's incorrect. He's saying things that are apparently factual, according to Steve Spurrier, but I think it's the idea that he just put it out there like that. Like, there's a lot of things that we know. There's a lot of facts that you don't just put out on the table for, you know, in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
So of course Jimbo Fisher's going to be upset about it. But Steve's like, hey, I mean, what he's saying is true. You can't say he's lying. You can just be upset at the fact that he's telling you, I guess, what the facts are.
Yeah. I mean, is there some fact checking going on? Because it seems like Jimbo was insisting none of this is true. And Saban in his side, including Spurrier, saying, man, this is absolutely true. I love it. Open market equals more competition, says the 440.
Sure.
Nick said he wants more parity. Well, this is how you get it. Texas is going to be back, says the 214. Quinn Ewers and 2 5-star offensive linemen, freshmen that are coming in. Yeah, the offensive linemen at Texas are. They're getting like, what is it, 50, 80? I mean, there's a really big number. Is it $100,000?
Yes.
Per?
Yeah. They signed a big NIL deal, and they did just recruit the heck out of a bunch of stud freshmen, a bunch of this freshman class that's coming in now. I mean, that's a lot to ask from freshmen that are coming in right away, and they basically need to retool that whole thing. But I'm fascinated with what's going to happen with Arch Manning. And what his NIL deal is going to look like.
Oh, it's going to be the fatty Boom Bob, you know, NIL
deal. He's going to break the bank for NIL deals. Another
Absolutely.
Thing that's interesting is because Bijan Robinson from Texas, got, what was it, Lamborghini?
Yeah, Lamborghini of Austin. And Bijan Robinson was actually courtside at the Mavs game last night. I saw him dapping up with Pat Mahomes, who was wearing a throwback Dirk jersey, which was very fun. Him and Micah Parsons were kind of kicking it as well courtside. So Bijan Robinson, maybe a low-key Mavs fan, or he's just got the cheddar now to say, I'm going to go to a big Western Conference Finals game.
Good for the running backs. I mean, we had this conversation last week, and I'm all about – at that position, and it's nothing against these players, but that's a turn and burn. You want a guy every 4 years. I think you should be looking to change out your running back.
That's in the NFL?
That's just how it should be. But I think that's definitely the position where the NIL, they need to make the most of what they can. And good for Bijan Robinson for cashing in on that Lamborghini deal.
If you're going to use up my body for 3 years and, turn me over to the NFL, maybe is heading towards damaged goods already. I think, especially in the world of college football, where the running game is more of a factor if you do it right and if you have the right guy. He can, because those college running backs are already NFL ready for 3 years.
Right.
And they're playing against college defenses. I mean, they can really do some serious damage for you. So, yeah, that is exciting, especially the guys that become household names and get the ball like 300 times a season. Okay, will the NFL oust Daniel Snyder? Yeah, sounds like they're looking into it. According to a report in USA Today, owners are considering drastic options to get rid of Snyder, including a possible vote to remove him.
Thank God.
Owners are already counting votes to secure the 24 they would need to oust Snyder. I don't know. I just don't know how you play this if you're an owner, because the idea is, in a lot of these billionaire cultures, they all have skeletons in their closet.
Boom.
Can you vote out Daniel Snyder without him airing your dirty laundry?
Right.
I mean, how do you play this? You don't want to make it worse. I guess maybe a huge buyout? Hey, you got to move and – we're going to make it worth your while or something like that. I don't know. It's a very sticky situation.
Oh, for sure. I mean, but you see these guys still end up, was it Jerry Richardson in Carolina with the NFL? Yeah, of course, right. We all know about Donald Sterling in the NBA. These guys still get to, it's not like it's just taken away from them and they don't get any financial benefits from, they still get to sell their team and cash out in a massive way. They're still going to make crazy money on being able to sell their team. It's not, hey, we're taking this away from you. You don't get to sell your team and you leave out of here and you're just in the hole. You get no money, in return for giving up your team. So he's still going to get to sell his team, make a ton of money. And it's just like, hey, there's enough of us that are like, we need to get you out of here. But you are playing with fire a little bit, especially some of the owners who know specifically, like maybe they were close at one point or another with Dan Snyder, and they both know things about each other. And you're like, man, I know how much dirt Dan has on me, and we got it. It does have to be some level of amicable, though you can't imagine Dan Snyder's just going to give away his team here, of course, even though he's going to sell it and make money on it. There's an interesting way you have to play this, because you don't want him leaving, being completely upset and on fire and ready to just bring down everyone's house.
I mean, if you have enough dinner with people in the NFL, you'll come across some people who say there's a cheerleader video like that for multiple more teams.
I'm sure that there are.
Football.
And it's funny how the NFL is able to go ahead and just, we're going to turn and look the other way for all of these things that Dan Snyder has been accused of. But the second it's okay, now you've got two separate accounting books, which are now messing with all the other team's money.
Yeah.
And it's our owner's pocketbooks. You're messing with our dollars. Now we're talking about maybe holding the vote to get you the bleep out of here, Dan Snyder.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe whoever votes no on that should be investigated.
I don't know.
Honestly.
But if you're voting no, I'm looking at you like sideways, like, what are you hiding?
Yeah, bro? I mean, you're basically saying, yes, I'm doing some shady, shady things.
Well, and I think you make a great point about the money, because ultimately, as sad as it is, we all could power rank the real reasons why this guy should not have any type of real authority over human beings, from all the ridiculous stuff with the cheerleaders, the workplace environment, and that stuff, and nothing really lit a fire under the other owners until it started messing with their own pockets.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's ultimately what this comes down to. And it's something that we have to have the reality of, the real reason why the owners are going to try and get him out, it's because of their own pockets, even though there's a long laundry list of, like, morality, human reasons that would say this guy should have been out probably a long time ago.
Yeah, I think it's important to acknowledge and recognize. I think that's a really good point. Okay, Ramona Shelburne, ESPN Insider, have you guys booked her? Ramona's
going
to join us.
Ramona has been texting me back and forth. I believe she's going to join us around 4:05-ish is the latest from Ramona.
Okay, right, what's your confidence meter that she does not stand you up personally?
100%.
100%?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think Ramona's going to stand 100%
confidence. Look at that.
So she said, 4 o'clock, she said she might just be about 5 minutes behind, so it might not be right at the top of the hour. But Ramona's, we've had her on once before. She was great. She's going to call in.
I'll give you $100 if you say, hey, we're on Tom Coughlin time, sweetheart. We're going to get you on 5 minutes late is actually 10 minutes late around here.
I'm not a bleep hole like Tom Coughlin.
Ramona is a great NBA reporter, and she'll join us coming up at 4 o'clock for her thoughts on the Western Conference Finals. Are there any juicy Mavs team-building angles to get into yet? You never know what's stirring in those insider circles, so we'll ask Ramona all about that coming up at 4. We are outside the Miller Tavern at Texas Live, where the professional Bull Riders are going to have their inaugural team series draft coming up at 6 o'clock right over there on that stage. And if you're into rodeo, you're going to want to come down here to Texas Live and join in the festivities. We go around the rim with Eric Chiafalo. Get top stories from pro basketball coming up next here in the GVAC Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.